Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good afternoon and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I am Kimberly Osgood, your host for Smart Money Moves. And our topic today is how collaboration and leveraging is the key to success and can help you make those smart money moves. And our leading lady today is Ms. Deborah Thorne, the Information Diva. Good afternoon, Ms. Deborah. Welcome to the show and thank you for being my guest today.
Thank you so very much, Kimberly, for having me. It is an awesome experience to be here, and I'm really excited, so thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I hope you're staying safe during this time of corona situation. We have to be kind of locked in right now. How are you and your family?
Well, thank you for asking. We are doing very well. I'm one of those people who actually stays in, but I found that it is an awesome time to be doing business, so I hope everybody who's listening is taking advantage of things slowing down just a tad bit so we can get some more things done.
Good, wonderful. Well, first off, you are the Information Diva. What makes you the Information Diva? Tell us a little bit about yourself, what it is you do, and how long you've been this Information Diva.
Okay, so I always laugh when people ask me because I was once at an event and this woman walked up to me and this was the tone of voice she used. So what makes you the Information Diva? And I went, oh, wow. No one has ever quite asked me like that, but I'm the Information Diva because I like learning and I collect a lot of information and I like sharing it. And I have the specific talent of demystifying business principles and systems and making them easier to do. And after I talked with her, I said, well, now, would you agree that I am the Information Diva? She goes, oh, yeah, you're the bomb. I said, okay, thank you. But I am Deborah Thorne, the Information Diva. I'm an award-winning, internationally known author, coach, trainer, and speaker, and the founder of the Leverage Conference for speakers, authors, and entrepreneurs. And so, and also a Connected Woman of Influence member. So yay. And former Sue Talker, and I'm currently a Sue Talks coach. So, you know, always wanting to have people think about those things as something that they may want to do. Excellent opportunities for women. Okay. So that's me.
Mm-hmm. But how long have you been an Information Diva?
Oh, gosh. This business started approximately 2003. Okay. And I always like to tell this story because as a coach, you know, I really work with people, but people have to be very specific about what it is they believe they need and whether or not the person is the right person for them. So my very first official business coach was from a very well-known organization, high-priced and the whole bit. And I knew that she was not the coach for me because she said I was going to have to change the name, that the Information Diva didn't make sense. And so I needed to change it. And I thank God I'm who I am because I looked at her and I said, all that tells me is that you are not my target market because my target market gets it. And thank God I stuck with it because people don't know my name, but they know the Information Diva, and I'm good
right,
with that.
Right. Now, I see your title is you're a CEO and not a CEO. Explain that.
Okay, so I work with women, helping them to enjoy, first of all, being a woman, that women do business differently than men do. And if we would hold on to that, we'll do better. So my tagline is do business like a woman, not like a man, CEO, not CEO. And so men are, you know, the first ones to really jump on that, and they go, well, what's the difference between doing business like a woman and doing it like a man? And the example I always use is a woman may bring her baby to a business meeting with me because she gets kudos for that. I know then that she is very serious about being a mother, and she is equally as serious about having her business happen. So I always say, so she can bring the baby, and whoever isn't writing is the one that's going to hold the baby. And then I turn it around and I say, so can a woman bring her baby to your meeting? Oh, no, no, exactly. We do business like women, and I know that a woman who is raising her family, she's doing the best she can with what she has, and so here I am to offer support to her. And I'm proud to say I actually witnessed that on a news show. There was a news commentator that was interviewing the mayor of Compton, and she's a young woman. Right. And with a baby, and she has made space for her baby in the office. So there's a crib and the whole bed in the mayor's office. And she had the baby on her lap. The baby dropped a toy. The news commentator bent down to pick up the toy. And, you know, television never has blank space. It had a blank few seconds while she was down picking up the toy. And when she came back, she said, okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's what live TV is about, but we're family-oriented and we have to take care of the baby. And I was like, yes, that's a woman doing business as a woman.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful, because I know there are a lot of women out there. They want to have a business, they want to have a career, but they also want to be there for their children, and I think that's wonderful. And, you know, talking about the differences between men and women, I've often heard that, I know I've been in sales off and on for a number of years, and I've read articles about how women, the way we approach sales, we're more relational than men are. And a lot of times we have that concern that we put out there for our client. I know with my business, what I do, I try to show people that I care. You know, it's not just about making a commission. It is my business, but also I tell people you can call me anytime, not anytime, but you can call me if you have any kind of problem, and I go that extra mile to try to help them. And sometimes, not always, but sometimes men may not necessarily do that.
Well, also, our society has been taught not to value that, and that's what I'm trying to replace. We are relational. The best way to get a woman on your side, I used to do an event. I did an ice cream social, and I could get women to come in a room and sit and eat ice cream, and I would laugh because you look under the table, they've now kicked off their heels, and they're like little kids, and they're kind of rocking back and forth and humming, you know, like, I got ice cream, hey. And they were totally open, and I had them for over 2 hours. They would sit and listen and participate. Mm-hmm. Because we took down all the barriers, and that's what I really work with women with. It's like, be who you are, be authentically you, because when you attempt to imitate what you think men are doing, you come off really hard, really bad, and you don't win because people call you names and you don't want to be called, and it's all because you're not staying true to who
true
you
to yourself.
Are. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So even
exactly.
The roughest woman, and I've had that experience where, well, that's not how I do business, sweetie. Let's have some ice cream. Let's, even when we talk later, you know, I always tell people, let's do coffee, okay? And I'm really enjoying Zoom now because I do all my coffees now by Zoom. It's like, let's do coffee. And we can sit and chat and sing face-to-face, eyeball to eyeball. We get so much more business done.
Mm-hmm.
Than, you know, trying to imitate something we think we saw men do. And, you know, not working for us.
Right. You're right. And I like the fact that you're talking about this, because I think women, if they realize and embrace who they really are, maybe it will help them be a little bit more successful, because you're right. I've been in environments where women were very hard-nosed, because I think a lot of times women get in environments, whether it's in the corporate world or in a business, and they're so busy trying to compete with men that they feel they have to act like men to get ahead. And then, like you say, they get the name call, and they call them certain names, you know, but we need to be our true, authentic self.
Well, absolutely. And what I really – if nobody understands anything else that I say, please know that you are not in competition with a soul on this planet but yourself.
Right.
Okay? Everything else needs to be about collaboration. I'm not in competition. Even if you do the exact same thing I do for the exact same audience, the person that I bring to that experience is different than the person that you bring to the experience. Some people would rather deal with you than deal with me, and vice versa. So how about the people I'm not doing real well with? Let me send them to you, Kimberly, because I can't seem to make headway. Maybe you can because you do it just a little bit differently. No competition on this planet. And
right,
I want women not to compete with each other.
Yeah, that's good. I think we'd get a lot further if we realize that we're all in it together. You know, who you can affect may not be someone who I can relate to or affect. That's good. I like that. Now, today we are dealing with collaboration and leveraging. And you say that these can help business people make those smart money moves, which will obviously ultimately lead them to their success. And when I named the show Smart Money Moves, I looked at it as those steps that are taken that can help you become successful and prosperous in your professional life, your business life, and even in your professional life or your personal life. So let's go back. Let's deal a little bit with this collaboration.
Absolutely.
How does this help us in making our smart money moves or becoming more successful?
Okay, well, nobody knows it all, number one. Okay?
Correct.
And again, personalities and styles of doing things, we can do the exact same thing, but my style is different than yours. And so rather than saying, oh, that's not a person I can deal with, work with, or was willing to work with me, if I'm in collaboration with you, I'll have to simply say, you know, it doesn't look like I can help you, but I got a partner who can help you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me introduce you to my partner. I spend a lot of my business day giving people introductions. You know, let me introduce, I can hear someone, and when I'm doing these coffees, it's like, okay, so what is it that you need? And I'm constantly listening for something that if I can provide, I'll provide. But if I know someone who can provide it, let me hook you up, because when we work together, then we're able to conquer so much more, and that's where the money piece comes in, because, you know, I always tell people, build it and they will buy is not, that's not a strategy for success. I can't write a book, give a speech, have a product, and expect that just because I created it with all the love and integrity I could, doesn't mean it's for everybody and that people are going to buy. However, if I sit and talk with another person and they have something that complements it, or maybe they have an audience that I might share with them, or the fact that they go, well, you know what, Deb, I'm better at sales than you, or how about if I sell your product for you and we joint venture on it? Mm-hmm. Now we're both winning, and I just think that that's what we have to learn to look at. Where do we collaborate? For me, that's where the leverage piece comes in, because I can do so much more. If you and I join together, we can accomplish so much more than we could individually accomplish by ourselves.
Right. Yeah, that's good. I like that. So basically they go hand in hand, the collaboration and the leveraging. Collaborating is when you're really working together as a team. You may see somebody has a need. Maybe you can't fill it, but then you know someone you can refer to them. Correct?
Absolutely, and you're constantly on the lookout for that. I can't address everybody and everything, but we meet, especially those of us who are involved in networking. You know, it's been said that people go to networking events to sell their product, service, or widget, okay? But nobody came there to buy product, service, or widgets. All we came to do was exchange business cards, okay?
Right, that's true.
That's not how I do it, okay? Did it like that for years. And I don't even carry business cards anymore. I don't have any, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because what I want to do is I want to meet two or three people. And I do this at every CWI meeting. I'm going in there to meet probably three people, and I'm going to have an in-depth conversation with those three people. And then I promise, I said, hey, you know what, if you give me your card, I promise to get in touch with you within 48 hours. And within 48 hours, I send them an invitation to let's do coffee. We get on and we talk for about 30 minutes, and that whole 30 minutes is not me telling them what I do. I already know what I do. I'm good.
Right.
Let me hear what you do, and in detail, and let me ask you questions, and let me ask you who is your ideal client. And I'm thinking, okay, when you're telling me who your ideal client is, okay, I'm not the client and I'm not going to be purchasing from you, but who do I know that might be able to use your product or service, or who do I know based on what you're saying that has something else that you might need? And I approach it just from that direction, because that's what's important to me. And as a result, people remembered that I connected them. Oh, thank you for making that connection. And so it makes my network bigger and stronger.
Mm, that's good. That's good. Now, just in case our listeners may want to reach you after the show, how would you like our listeners to contact you?
The easiest way to contact me is by email. Okay, but I'm going to tell people in advance, I look at my email 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and another time we'll talk about why I wait to do it at that time. But if you will, email me at theinformationdivaonline@gmail, and if you put in the subject, let's do coffee, I promise to get right back to you. We'll set up a date and make it happen.
Oh, wonderful. All right. Wonderful. Yeah, theinformationdivaonline@gmail.com. That's perfect. Okay.
And
yeah,
the whole
okay.
idea with everything is everything needs to be a system, okay, because I work with people, with women entrepreneurs, helping them to navigate systems and business principles. And the easier you can make it for someone to reach out to you, you know, the better it is, the more likely they are, and it's about systems. If you don't have a system for follow-up, a system for people to reach you, these mm-hmm. are all things that we all need in our businesses so that people can interact with us, can be available for collaborations.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Systems are very important. I know that there was a time, and even in my business, I wasn't like with follow-up. What is that saying? There's fortune in the follow-up?
Fortune
you know,
in the follow-up.
There's fortune in the follow-up. And I know there have been times when I'd get somebody's card or I'd say I'd call them and maybe I was a little unorganized and then I didn't call them or I lost the number. So, yes, systems are important. Some type of a, you know, there are a lot of software programs that can help you keep track of your prospects, and or you may want to put them in a folder or something like that, have a tickler file. But, yeah, you have to have a system so that you can continue to follow up with people.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things I focus on. So if anybody has a system that isn't working right for them right now, let's do coffee. Let's talk about systems. Let's talk about what it looks like, because that's another example of the way women do business differently than men. You know, you've been taught to put it in this file, do it this way. You have to call everybody. I don't call people, okay? Because I had to get in touch with, why am I reluctant to call? I talk to people all the time, and that's the challenge. What normally should be a 2 or 3 minute call can easily be a half hour, 45
mm-hmm.
minutes.
Right.
So how about this? How about we arrange a time that we're going to talk, like let's do coffee, and so when we both get on the phone, we're both ready to talk. That's very different than me calling you and interrupting your day. I have no idea what's going on there. And I realized that I don't like to have the call. You know, you're in the middle of something, you've been working on this project, and then the phone rings. It takes you totally off task.
It does.
Not that you don't want to talk to the person, but I don't want to talk to you right now. I got to finish this task. But if we scheduled a time, then I know, oh, I'm going to talk to Kimberly at 2 o'clock, not a problem. I have scheduled out from 2 to 2:30, and I can sit, and we can talk. And that, for me, is how collaboration happens. That's where the smart money is for me, because now you have my undivided attention. I'm willing to listen. It's not in between something. And I'm focused on you and what we have decided we can do. And so much more gets done that way. At least for me. That's my experience.
Good, good. Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break to recognize our sponsors right now.
Thank you, Kimberly. Women Lead Radio is brought to you today by Connected Women of Influence and our partner, Microsoft. Our mission at Microsoft is to empower every person and organization on the planet to achieve more. Microsoft believes technology is a powerful force for good, and they are working to foster a sustainable future where everyone has access to the benefits and opportunities created by technology. Thank you for your support, Microsoft, and to all our sponsor partners. And now, back to you.
Thank you. Well, welcome back to Smart Money Moves. And with us today, we have Ms. Deborah Thorne, the Information Diva. And we've been talking about ways to collaborate and to leverage our business so that we can make those smart money moves. Now, you know, right now we're having this situation with the corona and everybody's locked in. But actually, this crisis has proven that we all need multiple streams of income. Now, what platforms are a must for taking your business online?
See, actually, this has been an opportune time for those who are ready to make that pivot. You know, everybody's tired of that word, you know, pivot here, pivot there. But it has been an instrumental time, especially for smaller businesses. Mm-hmm. We should be able to move on a dime, and we've watched major corporations do it. But I identified five or six things that women in particular need to know how to operate to take whatever it is you're doing and placing it online. So, you know, it's important that you know, and these are the tools that I use. So if somebody was to ask me, I could absolutely answer questions about how they work. And I like things that are simple, that are not really expensive, and that just about anybody can do. Because depending on where people are in their businesses, they're not necessarily funds available, and especially when something like a pandemic makes you stay home and you can't go to work, your, you know, finances are really a little bit difficult. But I use the ones that I picked out were Canva, which is a platform that you can do artwork on. For those of us who aren't artists, we can get all of our stuff done. Constant Contact, a mailing platform. Need to understand Facebook groups and how you and Facebook business pages, how that works, and how you can use those as your office outside your office. Facebook Live, being able to, you know, be comfortable enough in the camera to tell people what you're doing. Understanding all the things that Eventbrite can really do. It is more than just list your event on there. There are several things that it integrates with and it can do for you. And then the platform that has become a verb, Zoom, okay?
Zoom, right.
Meet me on Zoom. Nobody says meet me on my video conferencing platform. Everybody says, hey, let's do a Zoom. And I happened to read an article, it was by CNN, so, you know, people want to look it up, from the CEO of Zoom. And he said he never believed in a million years that this is what his company would be. They grew 3,000% in 2 months.
I heard,
of the pandemic. But the problem is nobody is ready for that kind of growth. And so they had all kinds of, you know, issues.
Right.
And he said Zoom was never designed to be a school, to be a church, to be that's not what we built it for. But what I loved about reading it is he says that's what keeps him up at night. You know, I always talk about what is it that keeps you up in business. What keeps him up now is how do we fulfill for these people who put their trust in us, even though we didn't ask you to because you were not our target market. This is not what we were going after. But now that we find ourselves there, how do we respond? And I thought what a great way, what a great example of showing how we pivot and how we go ahead and get things done. And so I really encourage anyone listening, whatever you know how to do, for the most part, somebody is willing to pay you to show them how to do it. Mm-hmm. And we have an opportune time because everybody is getting very used to doing things online. And
right.
I would just encourage you to really hone in on the pieces. If you're not sure, ask somebody. You can ask me. How do I make this happen? And go ahead, because it's going to be like this for a while, folks.
I don't mean
doom and gloom, but it's going to be like this
right.
for a while.
Yeah. Right. And then even when things begin to open up, I believe some things will stay the same. You know, if things, I believe, have been changed forever. You know, just like they say travel has changed forever because of 9/11, I think there will be certain things that will remain in place even when we begin to open up more.
Absolutely. And we, those of us in business for ourselves, and particularly the smaller entrepreneur, you've got to understand that and see what that means for your business. I have a major event coming up, and we were planning to do it in a hotel. And it's like, no, that's, you know, you can't promise what the world is going to look like in December.
Right.
So we took everything online, and I encourage everybody to do that. Don't stop what you were doing. Just figure out another way to do it. That's what makes business people and entrepreneurs who they are. We look at an issue or a challenge, and we come up with a solution. So this is a time for everyone to be solution-oriented, to recognize if ever we needed multiple streams of income.
Now
that's
the
what
time.
Saves some families, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That side
right.
hustle, if you will, is what
right.
is feeding some families now. So, you know,
right.
time to look into that.
Now, you were talking about an event. You're referring to your second annual Entrepreneurs Conference.
Yeah, the Leverage Conference
for speakers, authors, and entrepreneurs. That was going to be at a hotel in December, but now you're going to take that online, right?
It's going to be absolutely online, and it's going to be absolutely awesome. We're having a really good time. It's going to be 2.5 days of authors, speakers, and entrepreneurs learning some things, learning ways to leverage what they do.
That's wonderful. Now, tell us again how people can get in touch with you, because some of our listeners may want more information on your conference in December. Tell us again how we can get in touch with you.
Okay. That is the Information Diva Online at gmail.com. And please put "Let's Do Coffee" in the subject line so I know to get right to you and get back to you so we can set up a time to just kind of sit back and chat. I want to know who you are, what you do, and how I can be of support to you. Never my intent to sell anything to anybody. I want to get to know who's in the network.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, now I know you have these ways, you say there are ways you can make money while you're sleeping. And can you tell us a few of those ideas? I know you have a list of 30, but just in the few minutes that we have, can you discuss some of those, how we can make money while we're sleeping?
Okay, so as this gentleman came up to me one day and he said, "Oh, I want to make money without working." I said, "Oh, no, 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 I didn't say not without working. Hold up." I said, "You can generate income while you sleep," okay? And so there are a variety of things. The one that I really encourage people, and CWI is a part of this too, is if you haven't written a book, you need to write a book, and you need to reach out. Collaboration is usually the easiest way to get started, because what a book is really and truly is a glorified business card that takes you places that your business card could never do. But there's
okay.
so many other things that you can do that I have a list of 30 things, and again, if you write me and you want those 30 things, I'm willing to mail it out to everyone. Everything from doing a blog where you can get paid, doing a podcast. There's so many things. People are clamoring for information. Content, people are clamoring for content of all kinds. So no matter what it is you know how to do or be or say, there is an audience that's looking for that. Your job is to find the audience and to create the content in a way that that audience wants to receive it, not needs to receive it or has to receive it, but how do they want to receive it? So for some people, that's a podcast. For others, that's a Zoom. Other people want to read a book. Some people want an audio book. You know, all these things with the technology that we have can be done very simply and in-house. And so, you know, I just really encourage people to think about what it is you know and who could benefit, not could benefit, wants to benefit from it. Because people buy what they want, not what they need, and they buy from people they know, like, and trust, which is why
okay.
you want to get to know as many people as you can.
Okay, okay. So you're of the opinion that everybody pretty much has a book inside of them. They have something to share and offer.
I won't say necessarily a book, because when you say book, that's so daunting to so many people.
Right.
But you have some information that only you have. You know, you got grandmother's recipe, and grandma's recipe was great, and then you said, "Oh, let me throw a little cinnamon in here." It changed the whole flavor and texture. Now, grandma's recipe is great, but you got a better one, and you could sell that recipe. It's that
mm-hmm.
that simple. People are looking. We're constantly looking for content. You think yourself, how many times do you go and Google something that you're not sure about? Well, just like you did it, so did other people. And somebody provided the information. Why not you?
Right, Okay, very good, very good. Okay, wonderful. So that gives me something to think about. Maybe I have something in me. I've often thought, well, maybe I should write a book. But
You think so? Okay, so here's what I'm going to say to you, the same thing I would say to everybody else. Hey, you know what? Go to email me at theinformationdivaonline@gmail.com. Let's do coffee and let's have a conversation about, is it a book? What does it look like? What is the information that you have that you want to share? And I'm always looking for what's the quickest way and the most economical way to get it out. Because you always get a chance to do it over. And you can the second revision can be bigger than the first, but let's get it done. I'm about getting things done.
Okay? Wonderful. Okay, I will do that. I will email you and say, hey, let's do coffee. But I want to thank you very much, and that is our show for today, ladies and gentlemen. And I'd like to say thank you to Ms. Deborah Thorne for being our leading lady today. And a special thanks to all our listeners, both in the U.S. and internationally, as we are an international show. And we'll be back again for another Women Lead Radio show on Mondays at 9 a.m. and Fridays at 2 p.m. Again, this is Kimberly Osgood, your host of Smart Money Moves. It has been a sincere pleasure to be your host today. Thank you for listening and have a great week.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.